Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This show is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and I would like to welcome you all to the second show of the D-Block Church. We're live from Los Angeles, California. The number to call in to join me is 323-870-4174. And don't forget, you have to press 1 to join in the conversation. Now, before you send your texts off to send, you know, please remember that this show is hashtag not for the Sunday morning Christian. We're not going to forget that. 2 weeks ago, we touched on exactly, you know, who the Sunday morning folks are. And I'm sure everyone out there is thinking about one of them Sunday morning folk right now. Mm-hmm. Y'all done came across them sometime this week. Yeah, but, you know, they show up and they be ready for church. They can't wait for Sunday morning to show up just so that they can get into whatever it is that they do and just so that they can be there in their moment. They don't know anything about the God that they're talking about for at that moment, because when it comes down to somebody actually needing them, they usually miss that moment. So Sunday morning Christians, I guess this show is for you too. Oh, damn it. Go on, tell them to call the number too. 323-870-4174. And I guess, you know, if you feel like you are a Sunday morning Christian and you are proud to be a Sunday morning Christian, please feel free to press 1 and we would love to hear from you. Now, we're live from Los Angeles, California. And all I want to say is, what up, Trey Time, you know? And welcome to D-Block Church. Now, every week, we come to you with something different. And sometimes, we like to say, we try to make things as right and as real as possible, but usually, sometimes, people just come across as misunderstood. Or if you knew me or you know me a little bit, you would understand that I have been misunderstood. How is this going on? But it's a misunderstanding. So before we go any further, we must bless God. It's not every opportunity that we get to just come into a place where there are no eyes looking, no Sunday morning Christians watching, and you can just say a few words to God. And there are some things that you might want to say, what in the hell is going on? Who are these people? Or what am I watching right now? It's okay. The feeling is mutual because we're all sitting here, we're all watching the same things, we're all going through the same situations, but the difference is, how are you standing in it? How are you standing in it? That's why we hope that here at D-Block Church and here on the Purpose Kingdom Network, that there is something that is helping you understand this thing a little bit better. If there is something, at least twice a week on this network, then we are doing you just all right. And then the rest of it is up to you. But because of the fact that it is just doing those 2 days, that is enough for it to at least sink into you that says that, damn it, you should want to do better. Not because somebody is making you do better, not because somebody is looking at you to do better, but just because you should want to do better. when you know more about God and you know what it is about his plan that you have a part in, tend to want to do better. I have to say it just like that and look at it and pause. I wanted to stick on it because everybody be saying, like, better. Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Stop being good. We need to all stop being good and stop the shenanigans and look at yourself and see how raggedy you actually are. Because we all need to do better. We need to be better. We need to work better. We need to love better. We need to try better. We need to walk better. We need to live better, but I know it's hard because the stuff that we see every day, it's bad. It's bad. There's no other way to say this stuff, but it's bad. I'm seeing people getting hit by cars every day. But at the same time, I'm a driver, and I see people walking in the damn street like they're not going to get hit every day. So you tell me. I don't know. Do you really want to make the news? And what kind of story is it that you really want to make? Because you're making the news. This thing is out here. This is horrible. You see old people dying by the hands of their grandchildren. What is wrong with you people? I've never even known my grandparents. I'd be damned if I wanted to kill them. That just doesn't even sound right. It just sounds like mom, grandma wouldn't give you no money or something. And you just, like, start tripping. How dare you? Are you that spoiled that you can't take no? That you're going to beat somebody or hit somebody over the head and kill them? And they happen to be your grandparent? That's raggedy. We got to do better. You got the little boy. I don't even want to go there, but I got to go there. The little boy that fell in the pit with the gorilla, the silverback gorilla. Now, he got a name, but listen, I am not going to handle these shenanigans with this daggone gorilla. But everybody know on D Block Church, if we're going to shout out a silverback gorilla, that would be Sheik Looch all day long. What up, what up, what up, trade time, you know what I mean? 347-2-zip, listen to me, 347-870-4174 is the number. I would love for Sheik Looch.
Well, hallelujah. Now, as we flow on, a lot of people like to take place. What are you doing? Are you looking at the future, or is the future staring at you? You want to be seen, or are you trying to be viewed? Now, you can take it any way you want. But if you look at the program, one day you're going to be deleted. You got to figure out which way you want to walk. Because you can walk with your head up. You can walk with your head down. You can be prideful. You can be humble. You can be you. Or you can be like Jesus. But see, this is D Block Church.
ADN
is going to bring it.
And all I know is that she really should call because they definitely hung up on me. Like, oh, you know what I mean? That, I don't know if it was the feds or whoever, but the Silverback Gorilla family, you know what I mean, with all of this shenanigans going on, they getting ready for the funeral and stuff. You know, they preparing for everything that's going on with the praise dances and, oh, Lord have mercy. If y'all have checked out my Facebook, y'all need to check out my Facebook and look at these pages and look at the obituary and the things that have been posted on there today about this silverback gorilla. Did y'all know that he was only a baby? He was only a boy. So they are killing everything. This, we got to do better. They're killing our gorillas. You understand what I'm saying? There is no pause on anything right now. So you don't think that D-Block Church needs to say something? I mean, what is D-Block Church really? Why does everybody keep saying it that I'm calling it D-Block Church? It's real like this. Check it out. You know how you be sitting in the bar thinking, damn, I'm going to get my life together and one day I'm going to go to church. You know how somebody tell you, they invite you somewhere and you sitting there thinking, I've been high all day. I can't go right now, but when I chill out, you know what I mean? I'm going to get in there. You know how many times somebody has offered a person to go somewhere and you've come up with an excuse because you are not ready yet to go to God? God ain't got time for that. We ain't got no time for that. This thing is real out here. I know you think it's, you see it's real. You see it's real every day. Why is it real every day? Because this election is real. They don't even want to talk about it no more because there's no more else to talk about. Everything else you shouldn't have to talk about because one thing that we all know as Christians is if it gets real bad, that means that's God showing up. Just put your hands down and know that, put your head down and know that it's coming. Wait for your blessing. But be ready for your blessing. So, as we're thinking and talking about blessings, and we're talking about D-Block Church, and we're talking about all of the things, I just got a question. Is it better to be seen or viewed? Now, I've been asking people this question for about a week now, just to see the reaction of some people. Do you know it was weird? Because some people actually were making, they were answering the question. Like, you know, people think that they're being viewed because they're doing real good things and people are watching them and they wear the best clothes. You know, they have every name brand sneaker there is. They have $300-$400 belts. That kind of stuff, you know. So people are watching them. They are being viewed. But what are you really doing? Are we really watching you? Like, you're wearing them. Right. They're wearing them. And that's it. We're watching them wear them. So they're being viewed. So the question really is, all the way live from Los Angeles, California, on Purpose Kingdom Network, coming to you from the D-Block Church.
Right. We're wearing them. And that's it. We're watching them.
Keep going. We're watching them. I'm listening to you. We're watching them, and when we're watching them, they are actually just being viewed. So therefore, what are you doing? Are you being viewed? Or are you doing something that we can see? 323-870-4174 is the number. If you press 1, you can talk to me and you can talk to the world and you can tell the people how you feel about your view. Where is your mindset at? Because when we, by the end of this night, everything that we touch on tonight, we are going to know how to look at it. We are going to know whether we should be seeing it or we should be viewing it. Because the things that we have out here for our viewing pleasure, they are not helping us at all. Okay? So if you are a part of that viewing pleasure, I would love for you to call 323-870-4174.
And please make sure you press 1. If you don't even want to, you can go right on blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom and come on in and write a message, get on the wall and talk about it. I would love to see it. I would love to see if you had the heart to talk about the fact that we are viewing you right now. Because do I need to call their names out? Beyonce? Jay-Z? Kanye? Kim K? You see how their households, because, you know, that's just like raggedy houses. Look at that. They got all the money in the world, but what are you doing? We are watching you. You're being viewed. You don't get it. Everyone wants to be viewed. That's what we want to do. I think I have a caller out there. Giselle? It looks like Giselle is on line 1. Are you out there, Giselle?
Yes. You are hitting the bell right on the head, Adrian, and I'm speechless because, you know, everything that you're saying is the truth. I mean, I do the same thing. I watch people, and, you know, I have this little prejudice where West Philly is the same guy. Every time I used to drive West Philly, somebody was either double parking, blocking the street, running in front of my car, you know, or just riding through the red light. And I hated to drive West Philly for that reason. And then I was in North Philly one night. I'm like, oh, dang, it's getting like West Philly. Girl running across the street with her phone on and not even looking. You know, and I was driving with somebody else. But I know it's not particular to any particular part of the city. A pet peeve of mine for a long time. But we need to know what our purpose is. And people that really kind of, I guess, a pastor of mine used to say, oh, go flounder through life, you know. I don't look at it as really flounder, but we need to set goals. And we need to know what our purpose is so that we are watched by others and that people are watching us, whether we're frosted on time or whether we're good character. They say that good skills can get you a job, but good character can keep you there. And we don't character build anymore at our youth. And they are growing into grumpy old men and women, shooting each other and, you know, not even valuing tomorrow. And not even looking ahead 5-10 years, what do I want to be, what I want to do.
Well, they don't see 5 or 10 years.
Right.
They don't even see 5 or 10 years, Giselle. And it's like they don't even believe in that 5 or 10 years. That's why we are doing what we're doing. That's why you do what you do. And it's funny that you said something, because we have all here at the Purpose Kingdom Network literally found our purpose. Like, well, I can't speak for everybody, but I can definitely tell anybody that's about to do this thing, you will fall into that thing if you continuously just do what it is that God is calling you to do every time your show comes on. Because every time we prepare for something, we are learning more and more. If you can show somebody how to do it within your walk, then we got to do it just like that. Because this thing is so, like, people don't realize that they're just going through motions.
Yeah.
And we are watching them. And they are being viewed, and there's nothing coming out of them. If you're doing really good work and you're not producing anything, what does that mean?
Right. It's a spinning wheel.
You know what I mean?
Like a hamster in a cage, a spinning wheel. They're going nowhere.
Right. And it's like
I was doing that
they make
time.
Money. people make money and then they want, that's it. Like, okay, so now they have money, but they're not even saying anything. Like, this stuff that we're talking about right now is so serious and so pertinent in the world. I mean, I'm not going to say who cares about the damn gorilla. But let's think about the whole reality of it. Why in the hell is your child all the way away from you that you don't know where the hell your baby is until you look down and see that the damn gorilla got it?
That's right.
What? When did you realize that you were not being a parent? You understand what I'm saying? It's just the same way when the little kids dart out in the middle of the street and then the car's coming. But y'all sitting on the news crying. I don't understand why we crying right now. I'm mad that we having all this hit and run shit. Excuse me. But I'm mad that we having all this hit and run stuff. But at the end of the day, how many people do you see walk off? The light be green as I don't know what. Traffic is steady moving and these sons of they just walk off the curb. Like, really? You were supposed to get hit today. But we be out here saving them because we be trying to live it the right way. So we, you know, we hit the brake, we get mad, we say, these silly mother, I wish they just get out the way. You know what I mean? That's the truth now.
Yes,
now, okay, one thing we can't do on D Block Church is tell no lies. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I have another caller on the line.
All righty, dear.
And no, I don't want you to go anywhere, honey, because what we're going to do tonight, we are having a conversation of one's mindsets. So we might have a fool come on here tonight, talk some crazy stuff. And I might need you to tell him something. So don't go too far.
Right now,
we got Chappie on the line, and Chappie wants to say something. But I know what you know. I know you know what I'm talking about. Because sometimes you be seeing these kids walk about on the street, and you be thinking, now, if I hit you, your mom going to be crying on the news. Talk about, he was a straight-A student. Well, he should have got his ass on the curb.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And then go dead eye stare me. You go dead eye stare me though. Oh, you going dead eye stare me though. In the you right. You better sit on the sidewalk. Oh, I'm sorry, Kathy. I'm sorry.
Oh,
wow. I'm sorry, Kathy. I had a moment.
What? And you know what? I understand, because for me to be one who drives a lot, I have those frustrating moments too. The young people who walk in the street as if their behinds are as hard as my bumper. So I understand the frustration. And I bless God, because it teaches us patience. It teaches us to slow down a little bit and to be patient. Like, you know, like God had to slow us down, and like he's being patient with us. But now I got to go to this gorilla. We got to talk about this whole Harambe, that's how you pronounce his name, situation. You know, it see, the part that make me mad is we have young black people killing each other in the streets every single day. We have catastrophes going on in other parts of the world. We have young people being sold into sex slavery. We have all types of things going on all around the world. And we are all focused in on what happened with this gorilla. Now, see, I have some personal opinions that I need to give out about this situation. And, you know, I'm going to humbly apologize beforehand, anybody who I'm getting ready to offend, because I know I'm getting ready to offend somebody. So I'm apologize before I say it. But this is my personal opinion about what's going on. Now, see, my first
problem is for all the animal activists that's talking about how hurt they are that they shot the gorilla. Ooh. Why wasn't y'all just as hurt when the gorilla in captivity and didn't take it back out to the jungle and set it free in its natural habitat? See, that's when y'all should have been in the uproar, not when the baby fell into the gorilla cage, no matter how the baby got into the gorilla cage, and then they had to shoot the gorilla because they can't read or think gorilla, and they didn't know what the gorilla was going to do. So in the best interest of the baby, no matter what the parent's situation was, they took out the gorilla. Now, again, every day we see people taking out human beings for less, and we don't say a word, but we are upset about the gorilla. So for the human interest people, my first problem is, where were all of y'all when they locked up that gorilla and put him in a cage? And if he was born in captivity, why weren't y'all raised and saying to get him out of captivity? That's number one. Now, my second problem and situation with the gorilla is, I really don't know how to say this. As we sit and we all go off and talk about how horrible this mother is whose child darted away, got away, whatever happened. I happen to remember back in like 2007, it was a gorilla, orangutan, something like that, named Jambu, and the little 5-year-old boy fell into that gorilla enclosure. I don't remember everybody going off talking about how messed up the parent was because the baby got away. So I'm tripping, like, on what the problem is here. Why is it that when the one baby back in 2007 got away and fell into the enclosure, and he was literally unconscious, nobody said a mumbling word? But when this one happened, oh, you know, I was waiting for somebody to ask me that question because I didn't want to seem like I was going there on myself. No, see, this one was a black baby. The one in 2007 happened to be of the Caucasian persuasion.
Oh.
No one questioned them parents or anything, but they eating this mother up. See, I done raised some children in my life, and I know the ability of a 5-year-old to break free and take flight, like, you know, a gorilla breaking out of the cage.
Well, you know his ass won't never do it.
I don't know.
His ass won't never do it again when the silverback get him.
You know what? We praying for you.
That little boy learned a lesson. No, that's what the kids need. Everybody need a damn silverback gorilla in their life. Everybody that's out there stupid right now, they need to be snatched the hell up
because
she's a sad part about
it. No, I'm not
going to
let you say this.
The gorilla was caring for that child, though. That gorilla was caring for the child, but
well,
then the gorilla, the baby must have said something smart. He probably smacked back, and that gorilla jumped his ass right out of that damn water. He got broken.
No.
And then sat him back up and said,
no.
What the hell you say?
No.
He
just
said, I'm going
to
teach you about
state
walking away from your
mom.
Look.
No, just
we need silverback in the school district.
Wait, excuse me, my sister.
Get the praise dancers.
My sister, one second. You have a caller on the line if you don't mind me bringing them in. It's a 313.
Because I know they got something to say about that silver gorilla.
Area code 313-207. You are live on the air with Miss Adrian Allen. Area code 313-207. You're live on the air. Hello.
What up, though? Hello.
Yes, caller.
That's you.
Hello.
313. Who is it? You're from Detroit. The D. The D is on the line.
What
I
up,
love
what
the
up?
D. What up, what up, what up, though? That's a big, Big Easy. Hi, bro.
Nope, close. It's Aubrey.
Oh! Take pictures. I love you. I'm like, I love it. Are y'all all together?
No, I'm at work chilling, doing a prime.
Ooh. See now, world, Purpose Kingdom, Aubrey, introduce yourself. Tell them what you do. Tell them about yourself. Welcome to the kingdom.
My name is Aubrey. I'm the CEO of Unity Sedan in Detroit Mission. I do executive chauffeur transportation.
And he is doing a prom right now. And this is one of my brothers from Delaware State University. And we are in the building. But the silverback gorilla, though. Did you see the story?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Listen.
I'm kind of upset, too. They tearing the, want to talk all about the parents' background, the dad and all this stuff, when that didn't have nothing to do with it.
Right. And that's what Chappie was just saying. Like, they ate the kids up. I didn't know that the young man, I didn't know that she was a black woman. I didn't know that the baby was black. And that's a shame, because now I want to know why, Toy, you right. Because that makes a big, 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 big difference. Because, listen, silverback gorillas need to be in the school district, okay? They need to be in the school district. We need to mold them like teachers and take them all around the world.
Adrian, I beg to differ. I would almost say to you, I agree with you, but in today's society, you're not allowed to discipline the children because the children have rights. So
that's why he was drowning his ass.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You
when he came up under that water,
we're praying for you.
It's like baptism.
Oh,
he jumped him under that water.
You know what?
He said, wow.
You know what? I want to say this. Everybody keeps talking about how the gorilla was taking care of the baby. Everybody that disagrees with them shooting and killing the gorilla, and they were like, well, they could have just tranquilized them and all this other stuff. I want to know, how do all these people know that the gorilla was taking care of the baby? Like, I've never seen the gorilla drag their young, even in circus acts.
No.
So how
he was taking care of the baby. When the baby was sitting in front of him, he was taking care of the baby. Like, he was chilling. He was looking at the baby. And he was kind of like, okay, well, you shouldn't be the hell down here. And I'm not going to eat you, but you really shouldn't be the hell down here. And then the baby, you know, 5, talking in like, and it just sounded like a bunch of, you know, when they start to get a bunch of note, you know. And I think he just said, well, what the hell is this? And he grabbed him and he ducked him under the water real quick and washed him twice. Woof, 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 woof. And then he sat him back up and then he looked at him again like, you all right?
You know what? I want everybody from D-Block Church, when you get off the air tonight, I need y'all. I want y'all to just pray for Adrian this evening.
No.
I want y'all to pray for her this evening. Adrian,
listen.
Do you mind? You have another caller. Do you mind if I bring them on for you?
Please bring them on, because I know they're going to talk about the gorillas. We need gorillas in the school.
Everybody want to talk about. We do need gorillas in the school, though. I work
in
high
school.
Y'all don't understand what them children like in high school.
I'm trying to tell you. You seen how big that silverback was?
They need gorillas in the school.
You see how big he was?
They need exorcisms in the school. They need prayer back in the school. They need baptisms in the school. They need real parents in the school. They need real teachers. And they do. I'm trying to tell you. But caller, we have caller on the line, 267-979. 267-979, you are live on the air. caller.
Hello? Turn your radio down.
We need you to turn the background noise down.
Your background noise is loud, too. You know that, right?
Oh.
Well, of course it is.
Black talk. Stand up. Do y'all know who this is? This is King J, baby. Go on, tell them about yourself now. Introduce yourself. Welcome
What's
to D Block.
What's going on? This is Jay from Philly. You know, just chilling. I think the gorilla was taking care of that baby. They didn't have to shoot that gorilla. They should have threw the parent down there to get the baby. Little ignorant bastard. She should have went down there to help the baby. She want to sit
you know
there
what?
And want to call 911. Get your ass down and help your son.
Now, that would have been funny because the gorilla would have whooped her ass. That would have been a situation.
Stop. I gotta go back to why is everybody blaming the parent on this particular baby?
Did you hear that?
The parent back in 2007.
Right.
Man,
we talk about
today's date. She wasn't paying attention to her baby. Her baby fell down there. And her ass calling 911 so scared. And she should have took her little black ass down there to help her baby.
Well, but the other people were white. The other people were white and they didn't say nothing about it. So what we're trying to say is right now.
The only difference was they didn't have to kill the gorilla. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
No, they killed no Jamboo. They killed Jambo. I think that was his name. They pulled little Jambo.
Oh.
I thought they tranquilized him.
You know what? Yeah. I don't know. Let me look that back up and let me see. We are on the Jambo hunt. To see if they killed Jambo or tranquilized Jambo.
Well, if y'all know what it is, I need a call in 323-870-4174. If you know about it and you know you a cousin of so-and-so and you know Daryl and Jim and they know them because they live up the street from Bamboo or Shambu and everybody else and they on the way to the funeral and they done went to the, you know what I mean, they cooking for the repast, call in. Because I would love to hear from someone. Because I heard that he was only like a teenager or something. So what I got from it is they're killing our youth. I got a problem with it because we've always been associated with gorillas as black people, like monkeys and apes. So the silverback gorillas would be like the matriarchs of who we are. So don't go now start killing our gorillas and stuff. You done killed the people. You done killed our stars. You done killed. Look, we got our stars dead because we're viewing them. Okay? That's why it says, would you rather be viewed? Jay, I got a question. Would you rather be seen or would you rather be viewed?
I mean, it depends on how you mean by viewed. Like, I mean.
Well, now. See, Jay from Philly always got to do some flip stuff. See, hold on, Jay from Philly. Aubrey,
mm-hmm.
Are you still there? Because I would love to know how you feel before he go on and flip some stuff. Because listen, when Jay from Philly get on Blog Talk, y'all, I'm just letting you know right now. Y'all got to watch out for Jay from Philly because this man right here, we be having multiple shows on some stuff because he make you say, what the hell did you say? And then we got to go right back in it. So, Aubrey, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
What about you? What would you rather? Would you rather be seen or viewed?
Hey. Yeah, I'd rather be staying all day.
You'd rather be seen all day.
Yeah.
And we see you, baby. We do. Giselle, would you rather be seen or viewed?
I'd rather be seen. And let me tell you this. I think that silverback gorilla might be my cousin. Because I know my dad, when I first started teaching, he used to always tell me, Giselle, sometimes when them kids act up, you just couldn't have to put on your gorilla feet. And I put on my gorilla suit almost every day down there in Kensington in the Badlands. And that was my first experience in the school district of Philadelphia. It was wild. And I
and
scream and holler and just act like hey, just to get their attention. Because, you know, they was all in the TV and all this, and they wanted entertainment. So I entertained them all right. Just get to the corner and make this one rain 100 times.
flip,
over.
Now, you done talked about putting on faces. You done talked about putting on faces, and this brother here, he got a lot of faces. He got a lot of faces, and he got a lot of heart. And I like that because you need to have enough heart to go with all them damn faces.
Uh-huh.
So
oh, Lord.
I got to bring him on. Will of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you want to say something about the Silverback Gorilla.
Boy, girl, first of all, what the heck, girl? You are killing the world again. I just choked. Anyway, I'm losing my voice now. How you doing? Look here.
Yeah.
This
you
gorilla
need some more.
Cookies, all these gorilla cookies, and then in the fact that the scene in view, matter of fact, go backwards a little bit. People getting hit by the car. That's a little text situation. They just keep texting, walking in text. They like Space Cadets. You got a song for them. Space Cadets, here they come, cause they high. Space Cadets, watch that Negro fly. Look,
you know what, though?
If you don't,
and you know what? They are flying.
Yes.
They are flying. People are literally not seeing them. They are flying 16 feet. They are flying blocks. They are flying.
I'm just looking.
They look like Grand Theft Auto for real.
I'm not
Yo,
lying.
People are driving like that video game. It looks like the video game. If anyone out there watching right now that loves to play Grand Theft Auto, 323-870-4174 is the number. Please call in. Tell me what it's like to run the red light, hit the lady walking across the street, watch her fly across the pull up on the curb, run the red light, run over the girl, and then jump in somebody else's car and steal their car and then keep riding.
Yes,
somebody.
And then the other part of the situation is when you talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z, all them, they want to be viewed so they can get anybody's money. They can get anybody's children, anybody's records. They don't care about nothing but the cash flow. And then with the young lady that had the kids, I don't know if she was texting. I don't know what she was doing. But Chappie was hitting the bone right there because way back in the day, texting was in 2007, too. And when Mrs. Caucasian was doing her thing, if that what she was, I don't know if she was texting or she was getting a free call, and I don't know what she was doing. But when it happened, they made sure the cover-up was already in place. So anytime that you ain't black, you already got something in place to save your butt. Because they're going to make sure a lot of confusion will come out on the other side of the party. But if it comes on this side of the party, it's all right. It's okay.
Hey, well, we ain't going to do that on D-Block Church.
Well,
you know why we ain't going to do that on D-Block Church? Because D-Block Church, hey, we ain't here to talk about the blacks and the whites. Because you know what? They both was wrong. The lady and the white lady, she should have just been talked about. She should have just been talked about. No, I'm just saying. She should have just been talked about. Because that black girl, I don't care. At the end of the day.
I love my whites and blacks and Puerto Ricans and all of them. I'm not prejudiced at all. But I look at the big part. It's a situation that's going on where everybody got a cover up. And it's a shame. But when you look at different things, it just comes right in your face. You're just like, wow, is that really happening right now? And now I can't see it.
But that's why we have D-Block Church, because if you look at it, the whole world is a cover up. This whole thing is a cover up. Everything that we see every day is a cover up.
It's a cover up for something else. We're trying to get rid of people. Like, I see that. Look, wait a minute. We is here and we popping, and I like it. Jay, we didn't forget about you. Toy, you say you wanted to say something. And Tosh, I see you sitting there. So, what I'm going to say is like this. We ain't got no silverbacks, but we have order. So, Toy, you say what you want to say first, because I know what you're going to say, and it doesn't matter, because if it was you, I would be mad, because, but it wouldn't have been you, because your babies went down there, they would have had the gorilla doing some shit, like, oh, excuse me, they would have been dancing with the gorilla, the gorilla would have showed them the world that, yes, I'm as smart as everybody.
If my grandchildren had to jump down there, they'd have had to save the gorilla from my grandchildren. I'm not lying.
The gorilla would have been all right, though.
But the gorilla might have been in a little trouble. However, I looked up
down.
The situation. Wait a minute, y'all. I got this deep. Now, I want to know how come the Cincinnati gorilla had to get killed. But in 2007, they didn't even tranquilize this gorilla. The zookeepers of the gorilla cage or whatever, about four or five of them jumped in there, and they kept distracting the gorilla so that they could grip the baby up and get them out the same.
Right. And that's what, but that's how it would work.
And they just shot old Harambe, like the Cincinnati gorilla, like that. That wasn't nice.
Was he
but
a silverback gorilla?
Because
see, it's something about a silverback that make him look like a whole big old black man.
Now wait, this what we not gonna take the race situation down to the gorillas now.
I'm just saying though, because you know what I mean. Was it a silverback? Because they could be just shooting us like they shooting everything else. I ain't lying now.
Was it
an orangutan?
It wasn't a silverback, and we
right.
It was not a silverback. So
that's why they didn't shoot it. I'm trying to tell
you
the silverback. The silverback is the nigga. Excuse me, Purpose Kingdom
I'm
Network. Right. If y'all didn't know it, but on D Block Church, we gonna tell it like it is. The silverback gorilla. You see how he's standing. You see him. He big too. That's why she wanna be the silverback gorilla. We know what it is. We know what it is. They shot him down. They were scared of him. He was from the block. The silverback gorillas is from the block. I told you that earlier. Didn't I tell you that earlier? Natasha, you know about D Block. Come on in there now, baby. Let me calm down because I don't want her to bring grandma on because, you know, because I don't be cutting up for everybody now because as long as I'm not getting in trouble, we can have fun on D Block Church. But if I got to get in trouble, y'all going down with me because I'm sitting here talking about to be viewed and seen, and y'all brought up the damn gorilla. Latasha?
No, baby, it's grandma. I've got a Johnson, baby. Hey, Caroline.
Oh, hi, Granny. How you doing?
I'm doing lovely tonight. I had to call in and show some love to my grandbaby. Did I hear him say something about some gorillas? Grandma, I see monkeys and gorillas every day, baby. I see monkeys and gorillas every day, and they stay on my fence. Don't feed the monkeys because they stay on your fence. I'm talking about the crackheads on the block. That's the monkeys, girl. That's the monkeys. Some of these people are acting like monkeys. They need the people to send them off to the zoo, girl. Get the zoo. Call the zoo, girl.
Oh,
there's
my
monkeys
God.
Everywhere. I'm talking, if you acting up and you acting foolish out there, you're a monkey. I'm talking about the monkey people.
Oh, wow. How about that? Now,
if you out there acting foolish and killing people, you're a monkey. They need to lock you up.
Or
my
kill
grandma
you.
Don't
want to
cut up too bad because y'all talking about these silverbacks and these gorillas, honey, and I see them every day. Some of these people out here look just like them.
And she ain't lying. Why take Granny to come on here to say it? But you know what? We already know that. But Granny, that's why that silverback was trying to dump that little boy, because he said something. He started crying or something. He did something out of pocket because he dumped him dead in the water twice. Boom, boom. He said, what'd you say? Oh. I thank you so much. But I want to know, what do you think? Would you rather be seen or viewed? Because we already know what you
do. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. I'm too old to know. I don't know, honey. I don't know. I'd rather be seen than I'd rather be viewed. I don't know. That's her.
And I know
that's like an animal life versus human life. And I think it's jacked up.
Wow. She took it all the way
down. I'm going to keep talking about the monkey, girl. I see him every day, girl. This ain't nothing new. Maybe they should have put me on the news. Talk about these monkeys. I'm going to put my grandbaby Latasha on the phone so she can talk, because she probably can sound you better. Here she goes.
All right. Thank you, Granny. Love you.
Praise the Lord. How are y'all doing tonight, Miss Adrian Allen?
Hey, Tasha. How are you? Oh, my goodness.
I'm doing good. I had to put my grandma on the phone because she swear everybody is a monkey, especially somebody jacked up. She just called them a monkey. But I was calling in to let you know that you're doing a great job, and you touched many a points. And this monkey thing with the little boy at the zoo, it's just a lot of controversy among many people about what they should have did. They shouldn't have killed the monkey. They should have saved the child. I'm just a little mad with the mother, because she should have been watching her child by all means. It shouldn't have even got to the point that your child got all the way down there. If you're on the zoo business, and your child down there like they are part of the zoo. They shouldn't even got that close to the animal. She should have been watching them. Had she been watching the baby and would have had the baby with her, she would have known what was going on. For them to get to the point for them to kill a gorilla, it's just a very controversial topic that I feel neutral about. I wouldn't have wanted to see nothing happen to no child, and it's sad that that happened to the gorilla. But I don't know. I think that the baby life at the hand, that child, if they would have gave the gorilla a tranquilizer, that could have made him very angry. It could have hurt him and made him attack. So nobody knows but God why they handled that situation that they did. But thank God the child was able to get out of this situation. And I just wanted to say earlier, you mentioned something about we need to stop with the shenanigans of saying, I'm good, I'm good. And in reality, we are not good. We lie to ourselves. We get so used to playing off of this that happened in our own lives. And lying to other people, yeah, I'm doing bad, but I'm just going to get around them and fake it, yeah, I'm doing good. Then we lie to ourselves, and we start to believe the lies that we covering up on. And then the statement you made was powerful about we are being watched. Because as people, we watch so much television, news, celebrities, and other sources from the mainstream of Hollywood, and we never stop to think that we're being watched. We're being watched as a people. We're being watched as a culture. Our actions. We're expected to fail. So we gotta do much better than what we're doing now and put our focus on, you know, other important events, because this is just a distraction to stop us on our mission. But I don't want to take too much time away. I just wanted to call in and show support and say you're doing a great job and you can continue, and I'm just going to listen, because I think what everybody had to say was very interesting, and I'm just learning a lot from the show. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, Jay from Philly, I don't want to forget about you. Now, come on now. Would you rather be seen or viewed? And it's all about
hello.
The viewer. You know, he's got big cards. He got big cards, y'all. So, now, would you rather be seen or viewed?
You talking to me? Jay?
Yep.
Me, let's see. I mean, I think I would rather be viewed. And the reason, I mean, I sat back and listened to each one of y'all. I mean, everybody says seen. You seen, that means basically nobody knows of you. They just see you. View, I guess you have people that, even though I don't care about people forming an opinion about me, but at least you know that you're out there and people noticed you. And you're not just a person that they see in the street and don't know exactly who you are. So you're just being seen. I want to be viewed so people can learn who I am and what I bring into the table.
I like that. But if you were, if that was the case, then they would actually be seeing you because you would be bringing something to the table. So
well,
they
actually, but they'll be reviewing you because now they made an opinion of you. They, you know what I mean? Now they.
Well, let me help you out.
Mm-hmm.
The entire thing of being seen and viewed is a joke. It's a joke that the Undertakers, because I am an Undertaker, we joke about all of the time. Because the only time that you really are supposed to be viewed is when you're laying in a casket and they come around to view your body. That means
never mind.
I
don't
want to
be viewed anymore. Thank you very much for your patience.
You are laying there. You are hollow as hell. You are not there at all. But we are viewing you at right there. That's why I said, let me help you out.
But then I asked you that before I made this comment. I said, please tell me what do you mean by it first, because there's a couple of ways to
do it. I ain't messing with you right now. That's why I said, I ain't messing with you, because you was going to make me answer the question. That's why I put you on hold and let you do exactly what you did, because what you said is right, though. Because exactly what you said, if you're out here and nobody knows what you're doing, that means you're wasting. You're not doing anything. You should be doing something. You have to be doing something. If you're not a part of the problem, then you should be fixing the problem. You know what I mean? If you don't think it's a problem, you either are the problem or you're real damn close to it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so you got to be out here doing something. The reason why we see these people that are making all of this money, but they're not doing anything for us, that's because all they are is they are here for our viewing pleasure. So they are hollow, but they are still alive. That's the only thing that makes them different. Thing about it is it's over, and the only thing that's over is our hour, the time. But once we figure out the timing, then we know that we got it all together. Let God figure it out. Let God figure it out. But is it better to be seen than viewed? Damn right. Don't view me until it's my time. Chappy?
Yes. You know, I praise God for Miss Adrian, hashtag misunderstanding, Allen, for the work that she has brought today with the topic, would you rather be seen or would you rather be viewed? And that's something that we all need to keep in our hearts and minds, and the question that only we can ask for ourselves. Because unfortunately, some of us that thinks we're being seen because we're not in the right standing in a relationship with God, we're not really being seen. We're just walking dead, so we're really just being viewed. However, tonight's topic about the silverback gorilla got me to thinking about these two situations and these two gorillas. You have Jambu and you have Hermaby. Both of these gorillas were living in captivity, and in captivity, their masters promised to take care of them, provide for them, keep them safe from all hurt and harm. Now, Jambu, when distraction and temptation, which came in the way of a child, fell into his tent, Jambu's masters, his keepers, they came round about and they distracted Jambu to keep him safe and to keep him from falling prey into what could happen if he went near the temptation, because they knew if he went near the temptation, it would get him killed. Hermaby's keepers had the same responsibility. To keep him safe, but to keep him away from the temptation, because allowing him near the temptation would get him killed. It reminded me of us today. Which master takes care of us? The word of God says that there is no temptation that can fall upon man that Jesus will not give us an avenue of escape for. Sounds like Jambu's keeper. Word of God also tells us that the job of the enemy, the thief, the devil, Lucifer, the evil one, is to steal, kill, and destroy. That sounds like Hermaby's keepers. Which one do you want to follow? Which one keeps you? And understand, making no choice is making a choice. So I ask you today, because the overall goal is to see souls saved, hearts changed, and minds renewed. Would you like to have a keeper who would keep you safe from all hurt and harm and danger, even when temptation falls right into your situation, right in front of you? They will build a hedge of protection around you to keep you. Then you need a relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's really simple. Just believe in your heart that he is the Son of God, that he came and lived in this world, that he died for the remission of our sins, that he rose from the dead and ascended to the right-hand side of the Father. Believe that you need him in your life so that you can be right with Christ and be in good standings with God. Believe that you can have him indwell in you, and that once he indwells in you, you will become a new creature. And once you believe it, just confess it. Confess it to somebody standing right next to you. Call them up on the phone. Go to your door and shout it out. But the word of God just says confess it. If you do those things, then according to the word of God, you are saved. The next thing you have to do is find a Bible teaching, preaching, believing sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and where you can also heal from any trials and tribulation scars that life may have left on you. If you can't find a sanctuary, you are always free to come right back here to Purpose Kingdom Network. Join us here tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for Kingdom Network News. We will be live 9 p.m. Kingdom Network News right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom. We are also on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can email all questions, comments, concerns, as well as future show suggestions to PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. That's PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. Good evening and God bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. I will not lose.
Never wanna see you down.
I will not lose.